brought to you by Penguin.
White Teeth by Zadie Smith. Read by Pippa Bennett-Warner, Ray Panthaki, Lenny Henry, and Saga Aria. With a foreword read by me, Zadie Smith. White Teeth, 25 years later. Foreword. The book you have in your hands is the product of love. It was 1997 when I began it, and I was filled with love for my friends and my family, my neighbourhood, the housing estates and the chicken shops, the parks and the libraries, the schools and the clubs. I loved the wild mix of people, Caribbean, Irish, English, African, Indian, Pakistani, Bengali, Polish, Italian, Greek Cypriot, Jewish, Muslim, Hindu, Catholic, Protestant, Sikh, and atheist. I'm missing some folks out in an attempt to keep this forward short. You've got a lot of pages ahead of you. With whom and around whom I had been raised, housed, and educated. I loved being young. Some people say youth is wasted on the young, but I really remember being conscious of possessing something precious, a quality that could not possibly last and was my responsibility to treasure. I wanted to capture the moment. I went about my task fearlessly without thinking about it too much and with all the pent-up energy that comes naturally to the young. Look at this amazing place. These extraordinary people. Remember it, get it all down, soon it will be gone. Later, I realised that this elegiac tendency in me is not actually that common in young people, who are usually having too much fun to worry about time and its passing. But I was the child of a man who was already 60 when I was 10. You could say elegy came naturally to me. Anyway, I was speaking of love. So many beloved things are captured in these pages and with an energy that blows my mind now, all these years later. I've just opened a random page, for example, and found Samad singing some lyrics from I'll Bet She Is, a rediscovered mid-50s musical, which I apparently had the inner resources to invent from whole cloth, just so he could do that. The things you can manage in your early 20s. Which reminds me that the greatest love to be found preserved in this debut is the love of language itself. White Teeth is the obvious product of an English literature student. One who loved that literature so intensely, she felt compelled to try and add to it in her own idiosyncratic way. Many loves of mine have since changed, transformed, faded, or been lost in the intervening years, but not that one. The energetic novel you have in your hands is first and foremost a book made out of other books. It is constructed from other people's novels, which I ripped apart, turned inside out, and repurposed for my own use. So I might better describe my little corner of the world, my people. I still live in that little corner. I am still with my people. White Teeth is by now a part of our collective history. I really love it for that. Finally, if White Teeth likewise inspires any young person to break up this particular English novel, strip it down and use it for parts, well, then it will have completed its literary purpose in this world. And made its presently middle-aged author truly proud. Zadie Smith, North West London, 3rd of September, 2024.
Archie, 1974-1945. Every little trifle, for some reason, does seem incalculably important today. And when you say of a thing that nothing hangs on it, it sounds like blasphemy. There's never any knowing, how am I to put it? Which of our actions, which of our idlenesses, won't have things hanging on it forever? Where Angels Fear to Tread, E. M. Forster. 1. The Peculiar Second Marriage of Archie Jones. Early in the morning, late in the century, Cricklewood Broadway. At 06:20.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?